A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them, "You know how I have lived among you the whole time, from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility, and with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews. And I did not shrink from telling you what was for your benefit, or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to keep in our faith and to our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardship awaits me. Yet I consider my life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace." The Word of the Lord. In both of our readings today, Jesus and Paul realize that one phase of their lives is over and another is about to begin. Jesus is in Jerusalem praying for a reunion with God. Paul is soon to leave his beloved Ephesians for Jerusalem. Neither seems to know exactly what will happen, only that it will likely be bad. What allows them to go forward, to embrace this next step of the journey? It's trust. Trust that what they experience next is God's will and for the benefit of the kingdom. Trust that God will be with them through their new experience. Trust that they will have what they need and that what will happen in the end will be good. How do we know when it's time to take the next step, or if we must take the next step, how do we do it? For some, it's easy. After 4 years of high school or college, one graduates and moves on. An individual retires from a job and embraces a more leisurely lifestyle. Sometimes it's not so easy. A job changes, and one is no longer the best fit. A person may find that he or she is no longer able to live independently and must move into skilled care. These moves are not easy, but our lives are filled with them. Now, how do our readings today help us? Well, it does boil down to trust. Trust that what we experience next is indeed God's will and can be used to build up the kingdom. Trust that we can depend on God and know that if we are doing God's will, then we will have what we need to make the change. I know this may sound flip and that change is always very difficult, but in the end, it really is simple. We must trust God.